Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, who's been traveling so much, I'm good to get him where I can. So right now, Gregory, the U.S., it is committed by leadership of NATO to the war in Ukraine. Ukraine needs, according to Mr. Zelensky's visit to Brussels last week, which was not scheduled but was very clearly emotional for him, a gathering with Mr. Stoltenberg saying, we need money, we need ammo, we need weapons, and we need them now. There are dissenting voices in Ukraine saying that Zelensky and his generals have mishandled this counteroffensive, which is now coming slowly to a halt because of the weather. The Russian forces are said to be launching limited local counteroffensives of their own. The Kremlin is on its way to Beijing to meet with Xi Jinping. So where is the United States in this commitment to NATO, as it is also committed to Israel? That's a balancing act that would be difficult on any day, but given that the Congress is in turmoil, there is no Speaker of the House at the moment. What does that mean for the Biden people?
Well, I think the U.S. has actually increased the divide between Washington and the European capitals through the way it's handled the Ukraine war, which has forced Western European countries to provide aid to Ukraine. Much of it was against their will. Some of it was reactive in the fear of possible Russian expansion, which has not proven to be the case. But NATO itself has become largely ineffective. It's become largely a political treaty organization rather than a military one. It's lost the military interoperability and common command and control that it had during the 1980s, in the run-up to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So NATO itself is largely ineffective, and it's certainly not harboring any common ideals or common plans with regard to either Ukraine or Israel at this stage. Germany, which is slowing down its thoughts on the Ukraine, is actually very supportive of Israel. The question is going to be to what degree they come through with this. Certainly, Germany is a big provider of weapon systems, including strategic submarines for Israel. But the reality is that NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has proven to be extremely inefficient and has presided over literally the decline and death of NATO.
So what we have here then is the U.S. stretched to its limits, its arsenal of democracy, so-called, that's the metaphor from the Second War, stretched to its limits. And is it going to choose between the two fronts? There's no evidence right now that Mr. Zelensky is going to relent, and he's going to expect the F-16s, the long-range missiles, and they'll start talking about a spring offensive. Is the U.S. going to stay committed to him in your measure?
I don't believe so. I think this is something which will continue through the election buildup in the United States. And I think that's the most critical element. And if there's another conflict situation which seems more to project President Biden as a wartime leader than such as the Israel confrontation, then he'll look to that for the time being. I don't think there's any long-range strategic planning in all of this. We know that a number of the people around the president and the Secretary of State, particularly Victoria Nuland, the Deputy Secretary, Acting Deputy Secretary of State, are committed to carrying the war against Russia to whatever conclusion they can achieve. But that's not necessarily the view of Capitol Hill. I think it's getting less and less support from both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill.
The sanctions regime, which is something in the control of the Department of the Treasury, will that stay in place even after the fighting winding down, Gregory? Or will, at this point, does it suit Washington for rapprochement with Moscow?
Well, I think that Washington doesn't know how to back down on this issue to achieve that détente or rapprochement or gradual winding back with Moscow. So it's going to be difficult for the Biden administration as a whole to withdraw those sanctions against individuals and against the Russian government.
Right.
And in the meantime, all this does is create a large section of the world which is going to ignore the U.S. Unilateral sanctions and increase its trade with Russia and the People's Republic of China.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, On the Road. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.